This is episode 2151 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. How are you doing? I honor you for showing up for yourself today, getting ready to do one of the best things you could do for yourself all day long. Meditation can benefit you, your mind, body, and soul better than most other things you could do. I encourage you to do something today as you meditate. I encourage you to step outside and meditate outdoors. This is the final episode of our series you've been exploring all week long in regard to feeling more confident in the relationships in your life, whether they are romantic relationships or maybe your relationships that are more casual with friends or colleagues or neighbors. And throughout this week, you've discovered a different meditation technique that you could do to help you feel more connected to others and more confident. When you meditate outside, you allow yourself to connect with the natural environment. We often think we're separate from the outdoors, but we're not. The more you can spend time outside, especially meditating, even if you can't quite go outside, you could still open a window or a door and feel the elements. It helps to give you a great perspective. In fact, there's a lot of research that shows that when you walk outside for half an hour several times a week, it can help you battle depression. Of course, it improves your health, but it also helps to immensely reduce anxiety and stress. When you begin to notice the changes of nature around you, if you're walking regularly, you might notice a patch of trees that change throughout the year. Or maybe someone has a window box full of plants that they switch out seasonally. You begin to notice that life changes and that life goes on, and you begin to feel more of the ebb and flow of the natural world around you. And this is healing and grounding. It helps you to realize that regardless of what's going on in the world or in your life, that this too shall pass. So I hope you have a chance to meditate outside today. In fact, if you'd like to do this meditation I'll be guiding you through as a walking meditation, I encourage you to do just that. This episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om meditation app, where every Saturday and every day you receive a new meditation, but on Saturdays you're guided through a full walking meditation. You can try this app that guides you more in depth through 30-minute meditations for 7 days free. You get a journal and a slowdown guide with each week's series. So that's for you if you're ready to go a little more deeply into your meditation ritual. If you haven't already done so, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. I show up every day for you because consistency really, truly is the key to helping you realize the benefits of meditation. You are not alone. There are many people here meditating with you from all over the world. And I want to start sharing your journeys with each other a little more. So if meditation has benefited you in some way, please let me know. You can reach out to me at mary@sipandom.com or on my Facebook or Instagram account. You can send me a direct message. I'd like to introduce you today to a 7-year-old nursing student. He was diagnosed with GAD and panic disorder. He said, "My anxiety really affects my busy life from school, work, and even stopped me from driving. And I find doing meditation and being mindful through the help of your podcast and the app helps me a lot. I always kept in mind that I am always worth slowing down for, and I start coming back to the present moment." He goes on to say that meditation is a lifesaver. If I don't meditate for a good 2 days straight, my body gets anxious easily and I get symptoms, and it's horrible. He concludes his message by saying, "Tomorrow is not promised, so why stress out about it? Better enjoy and cherish the present moment." That feels so good to say. I want to thank this fellow meditator for sharing this journey of how meditation has helped him reduce anxiety to improve his gastrointestinal issues. So now, settle yourself down to meditate. As you close your eyes and begin to calm your mind and body, notice where you may feel discomfort today. Notice if you often feel discomfort in this location in your body. And notice if there are emotions attached to this discomfort. Now begin to reflect back over this week and bring to mind the times this week when you felt connected with people. Notice what may have enhanced this connection. Were you more present with this person? Were you taking better care of yourself? And maybe that contributed to an easier time getting along with others. Celebrate these big wins. Now notice the times this week that were difficult, when you struggled to get along with someone. Maybe you had a difficult conversation with someone, or you lashed out in anger. Consider what may have contributed to a difficulty in getting along with someone, especially a loved one. No judgment, no shame. Simply an awareness of what you could do better next time. As you continue to meditate, reflect on the wise words of Buddha. Accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. You are so worth slowing down for.